The Office of the European Union in the occupied territories has slammed Israel for destroying more and more Palestinian homes and infrastructures. The EU urged Israel to cancel military orders on destruction of properties in the Jordan Valley and Al-Khalil, noting that the destructions will leave hundreds of people homeless. Palestinian human rights groups say the EU's criticism is not enough and the European bloc must take practical steps.
This is not the first time that the EU issues similar statements whereby Israel has been called upon to halt house demolitions. But on the ground, nothing has changed. Since the beginning of 2017, over 180 structures have been demolished in the West Bank. This requires them to take concrete actions in order to stop these demolitions and occupation. Now it's time for action, not only words.
Israeli authorities also continue with the demolition of Palestinian structures in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds and Area C, which makes up 60% of the West Bank. The Area C is under Israel's full military, security and administrative control. Israel uses illegal buildings or military training zones as pretexts to destroy houses and restrict expansion of Palestinian communities.
The policy of demolitions is to control Jerusalem and Al-Quds and the areas surrounding the city and expel the Palestinian population and build a corridor separating the north of the West Bank from its south. Israel wants to increase the number of the settlers to 1 million and isolate the Palestinian people. Israel is simply an apartheid regime.
According to experts, Tel Aviv tries to force Palestinians out of Area C to expand settlements that will make the establishment of the State of Palestine almost impossible. The international community considers Israel's demolition of Palestinian structures in the occupied territories illegal and part of Tel Aviv's aggressive policies against Palestinians. At the end of the day, Palestinians believe this policy is meant to confiscate as much land as possible and to expand Israel's grip on the West Bank and Jerusalem. Al-Quds. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.